certainly it was a period in which the field blossomed.
Uh-huh.
No question about it. They extended the frequency range of the instrumentation up to a gigahertz. We certainly had a very intense standards activity in that period, developing our standards for these measurements. And at the same time, incidentally, the Europeans got interested in this field.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was 1970. Well, since 1934, we had a committee known as the International Special Committee on Radio Interference, CISPR. It had been working on radio interference since,
uh-huh,
basically since 19. Well, they set up the committee. The mechanism for setting it up was started in 1934. It met once or twice before the war started, came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing happened until in the 1950s. Let's say in 55 they had a meeting. My first meeting was in 1958. And then that was the radio. I think it was 1970 or 74, they started the committee in the International Electrotechnical Commission. That was CISPR was related to the IEC, but it was a separate organization.
Uh-huh.
The International Electrotechnical Commission itself set up a committee on electromagnetic compatibility, primarily concerned with phenomena at low frequencies,
hmm,
below the radio frequency range.
Hmm.